Refugee volunteers are helping secure the future of an important and native grassland just west of Melbourne. And this is being done by a community from the people of Burma in Wyndham, and they're helping Parks Victoria to clean seeds. It's needed to revegetate newly declared native grasslands in the area of Wyndham. James Brincat is the area chief ranger of Werribee, and he oversees a program called Working Beyond the Boundaries. And alongside him is Hassar Ju. He is a ranger and member of the local Karen refugee community who organises the volunteers. Hassar, I want to understand. I've never heard of the concept of cleaning seeds. What? How do you clean a seed? What is this process?
Yeah, we start for the grassland team. So the ranger that work in the grassland. So to come and ask me if possible to help them to start cleaning the seed. So the seed is called kangaroo grass seed. So very important. And so I organise the volunteer in the Karen community. So they live in the Wyndham in Werribee. So they came and we start cleaning the seed on that day. So we collect the seed. It's more than 20,000 seed.
Wow. And how do you actually clean it? You're not out there with a piece of cloth and some jiff and giving it a little bit of a polish. How are we cleaning the seeds?
Yeah, the seed. The seeds come in the whole, bag. So it's a lot, but we had to put a tarp and everyone sit on the floor. So we put the seed and we clean with hand.
So you sort of rub it between your hands.
Yeah, rubbing it. Some the seed is dropping that. We pick in 8 seed. We put in the container. So yeah, I mean more hands is better. So we call it that. We have a great time that day.
So it must be time consuming. I mean, because that's almost like trying to peel rice.
Yes, it's exactly like you peel the rice.
Oh, could you imagine sitting down with a bag of rice and trying to peel that? And why is it so suited to your community, to the Burmese community? Why is this something that is a tradition?
Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we grew up as a farmer, you know. We love growing rice and paddock in the mountain we live in. When it seemed like collect the seed and clean the seed like that, and then it's bring a lot of the family and friends and, the volunteer that their background, you know, they are horticulture and they are a farmer, mm-hmm. so they can do that by their hands. So they most of them love to do it.
Yeah. It's so nice. I mean, I'm exaggerating here, but so much in life now is done via machine. That hands-on experience. There's so many beautiful things about this. Not only is it connecting community, but it's tactile. No wonder it's got good mental health ramifications, because you need to sit there and kind of take it all in.
It's there lies the problem. It is a seed that really does require hand clearing. So it's sitting within an urn. It's pulled out. You know, it's looked at, and there's a certain colour, and it goes back in the bucket. You start off with 6,000. Potentially 6,000 seeds, and you end up with 10 people. After 2 hours, you've got only 2,000, right? But it's very time-consuming. And this is the reason why with grasslands, the revegetation aspect of a grassland when it comes to our grass is very expensive, because there are no machines.
And so then the work that Hassar and his team and his community and their initiative to do this, what kind of impact is it having for the wider community?
It's absolutely huge, because I look at what happens at Werribee Park, where we all work in the gardens, the formal gardens there. And without working with these communities, we would be really lost, because these gardens are created with the bases of volunteers. Mm-hmm. So if we don't have volunteers, we can't run them. But these communities are the last to come in. And it's been a huge impact, and also the mixing of the communities, because it is a mixing petri dish of activity. Yeah. It's really, really important
for all. Where everybody benefits.
Oh, absolutely.